News. I'm Joe Palca. UN investigators Monday condemned the actions of the military commander-in-chief of Myanmar, along with five generals, for overseeing the mass murder and rape of Muslim Rohingya last year with genocidal intent, and called for their prosecution. Christopher Sadati is one of those investigators.
In Myanmar, there is a very clear chain of command, and there is no doubt in our minds whatsoever that what we saw happen in Rakhine as a whole would not have happened without it firstly being within the knowledge of the senior military leadership and secondly under their effective control.
Nicholas Farrelly is a regional analyst at the Australian National University.
The United Nations has now left us in no doubt that the events of 2017 in Myanmar are going to force all of us into considering exactly what needs to be done to hold those to account who have allegedly committed these heinous crimes.
The investigators called on the Security Council to impose an arms embargo. Kenya President Uhuru Kenyatta was welcomed to the White House by President Trump on Monday.
We have tremendous relationship with Kenya. We have terrorism, a lot of trade, getting bigger and bigger all the time. We're working on a major infrastructure project.
Mr. Kenyatta is the second African leader to visit the White House after Nigeria's Muhammadu Buhari met Mr. Trump in April. Cambodia has released 14 members of the country's dissolved opposition party in the wake of a controversial election that extended Prime Minister Hun Sen's three-decade grip on power. The group was released early Tuesday from Phnom Penh's Prayssar prison after receiving pardons from Cambodia's king. They were convicted for insurrection after taking part in 2014 street protests that turned violent. This is VOA News. The U.S. and Mexico agreed Monday to alter the 24-year-old North American Free Trade Agreement.
It's a big day for trade, big day for our country. A lot of people thought we'd never get here.
The negotiations between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada have lasted more than a year.
Que tengamos presente.
Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto, who leaves office in November, said it was crucial to reach a deal as 80% of Mexico's trade comes within North America. The U.S. Congress must approve the agreement, which focused largely on trade and autos and the deal's sunset clause. The Russian Foreign Ministry is claiming that the new U.S. sanctions on Russia further complicate opportunities for dialogue between the two countries on a host of outstanding issues. The ministry's spokeswoman, Maria Zakharova, said in a statement on Monday that sanctions are not capable of forcing Russia to turn off from a chosen path of formally defending its national interests. Tatiana E. Vodkimova is a chief economist with Russia's Nordea Bank.
We have very strong fundamentals. I mean, the level of sovereign debt is very low. The budget is in a good shape with actually being in surplus. And also current account, so external trade, is also being in surplus.
The U.S. administration imposed on Russia new sanctions over the alleged poison attack of an ex-Russian spy and his daughter. Three experts working for the U.N.'s top human rights bodies say the governments of Yemen, the United Arab Emirates, and Saudi Arabia may have been responsible for war crimes, including rape, torture, disappearances, and deprivation of the right to life during 3.5 years of escalated fighting against the rebels in Yemen.
The Yemeni people deserve better. They are a proud people.
Charles Garraway is a member of the group of independent, eminent international and regional experts.
If the removal in the targeting process of the protections built in and designed to protect civilians, if the removal of those protections is such as to effectively undermine international humanitarian law, then yes, they may arise to violations of international humanitarian law, and in certain cases, provided the necessary intent is there, to war crimes as well.
In their first report for the Human Rights Council, the experts also point to possible crimes by rebel Shiite militia in Yemen, which has been fighting the Saudi-led coalition and Yemen's government since March of 2015. Russia Monday abruptly canceled a planned peace conference on Afghanistan set for next week, a meeting the Taliban insurgency had agreed to attend. Moscow had invited 12 countries, but the Afghans said that peace talks must be Afghan-led. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.